Good morning. This is Ralph Jensen. I'm the editor of Security Products Magazine. With me today, talking about school security, is Dr. Ray Lauck, who is a former educator and superintendent and now works for GE Security in partnering with schools to ensure good service in security technology programs. With him is Bob Warnick, who is has expertise in security management, consulting, and 10 years experience as a police officer. Bob is an enterprise solutions manager for the GE Security team. Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
Good morning.
Dr. Lauck, a question for you. As a former educator and superintendent, you are familiar with security issues in a school environment. Isn't safety in a school setting truly a partnership between the school and its staff?
Ralph, I think that's one of the key components to it, but in a comprehensive school security and school safety program, that's really just one of three pieces. When we work with school districts, we really look at kind of the triangle, the security triangle, and each side of that is a foundation of effective policies and procedures so that everyone in the district understands what the expectations are, how visitors are treated, how they're processed, what their whole philosophy is about protection. So that whole policies and procedures section really lays the foundation for their program. The other piece is technology. The type of equipment that goes into a facility to meet the needs of their plan. But then the third piece is that personnel, the staff training, having all personnel understand what their roles are, what their responsibilities are. And I think that's really, that relationship that you mentioned is really a key relationship, because what we're talking about in schools is really changing behavior and changing the culture so that every teacher understands that if they see a visitor walking down the hallway without a pass, that they stop that person and politely ask if they've checked into the office, if they need help. And that's the kind of behavioral change that it is really tough in schools, but it has to be done.
Thank you. Bob, as a former police officer, you know the importance of training and development. How important is it to plan for and implement customized security solutions in a school setting?
Well, Ralph, I think the term security solutions has many different definitions and is used throughout the industry in a variety of contexts. Our definition of a solution is to develop a comprehensive security master plan that includes assessing the school district's vulnerability, developing a multi-year implementation plan that includes, as Ray mentioned, the policies and procedures, staffing, technology, and training, all around four fundamental components to any security plan, which include environment, access, detection, and response, and then to build out an execution strategy for all those necessary parts of the plan. Of course, training and development are critical as a piece of the comprehensive security program, but it's not the only piece. Training and development seems like it is often minimal and incomplete in many of the school districts that we have had experience with, and it's likely because of budget constraints and labor agreements, time limitations, and other competing educational organizational issues. In order for training to be complete, it's got to include everyone, all the way down to the parents, students, teachers, staff, administrators, the SROs, which are a critical a piece to the security equation, and of course security personnel. And it must include a range of topics to include what are the appropriate actions to take if a threat or an emergency occurs, through district safety and security policies and procedures, how to use and maximize current security technology that they're utilizing at the school district, and what is your role as a parent, as a student, as a teacher in the bigger picture. Training can help reduce the apathy, mistakes, missteps, and also empowers people to improve safety and security. Regarding the customized security solutions, what we have learned is that most school districts are trying to achieve the same goals: protecting kids in their custodial care, protecting their staff, and providing a safe and orderly, nurturing learning environment. But the key difference district to district is that there are unique and individual culture issues which dictate their level of risk acceptance, their appetite for robust security applications and technology, and their philosophy of protection.
Dr. Lauck, I think that there's no mystery to the fact that school budgets have to fill many different needs and venues. How can a school board ensure that the money they are using for security is used on the right applications?
Ralph, you're absolutely right. One of the constants in schools over the years is that resources are extremely scarce, and so their investments in security have to be just as wise as they are in teaching and curriculum and instruction. I think the first thing to understand that every school has to understand is that whether it is a large school district, a medium-sized school district, or a tiny one-building school district, every school district is spending money on security. Now, some schools are spending that money proactively in pursuing a plan, in putting the appropriate technology in. Other school districts are spending money to rekey locks, to replace equipment due to theft or damage or vandalism, repainting walls where there's graffiti. In other words, it's either good money or bad money that's being spent on security. So once schools start to realize that even in a limited budget, if they're having some of these bad expenditures due to theft and vandalism and things like that, that's money that could be redirected and should be redirected to other areas. The way that they do that, though, the way that they can ensure that their money is being invested properly is having that master plan. They have to know what they want to achieve in terms of a philosophy of protection for students and staff, and they have to know where they want to be a year from now, 3 years from now, 5 years from now. They have to have that map, that roadmap. And by doing that, they will ensure the likelihood that they're going to be making wise investments that bring to them long-term returns. And one of the other things, too, is there are at least a couple different approaches to making purchasing decisions in schools. A short-sighted approach is just a year-to-year vision. When they react to some issue, put out a bid for X number of cameras and pick the low bid, and then next year it's onto a different project, and the year after that it's onto a different project, and then they end up with a bunch of equipment that doesn't talk to each other, communicate, or integrate, and they kick themselves because they've made some bad investments. So, what you know, and this is what we do, is really go in and partner for the long term, and that's why I think that having a plan and a long term relationship are the things that will help that district make some pretty wise investments.
Thank you. Bob, most schools have some type of security in place. Would it not be important for school districts to look at the system that they're using currently and rethink its abilities in terms of the current need?
Yes, very often we discover that school districts have not spent a great deal of time exploring the capabilities of the technology they already have installed or are currently using. Often systems were installed at some time for a particular purpose. Maybe it was that a camera was put in a parking lot because they had a particular incident, which was a reactive approach to trying to solve a problem. Maybe it's to provide intrusion or access to a particular school because of a problem. But little time is dedicated to fully understanding the full breadth of capabilities of the technology. And I'll use as an example one of the school districts we're working with has a very robust enterprise-level networked access control system installed at a high school. But they were treating it as a standalone application. And in fact, at one meeting we were at, someone was late, and he explained that he was late for the meeting because he had to drive 45 minutes to the high school to change the access schedule because of a school holiday, when what we were able to discover very quickly was that the current technology allowed him to manipulate the system remotely. So that is a case as an example of where folks are not looking at their current technology and exploring its capabilities. We would recommend that part of any comprehensive security plan or program includes a detailed analysis of what they're currently using and how the technology that they have can be maximized to its full capabilities.
One last question for both of you gentlemen, Dr. Lauck. What can security companies and manufacturers do to help schools achieve maximum benefit from security products, implementation of products, and cost of products?
I think when I think of that answer, I think that our chairman, Jeff Immelt, really says it best when he talks about what makes GE different, and that's the relationship. The relationship that we have when we go into a school district and become their partner. We don't just come in and do a consulting job for them. We come in as their partner and work hand in hand. And the advantage of doing that is you get, the school district gets a totally integrated, comprehensive solution to not just the security issues, but also to some of the bigger issues that they're facing. We know from there's 30 years worth of research in the school effectiveness research that tells us that student achievement is improved or is highly is correlated when you have a safe and orderly environment. Now that's, I mean, that's logical and intuitive, but there's also a research base for that. So when we can work with the school district and help them create that safe and orderly environment through a comprehensive security master plan, we're indirectly helping support the achievement of all students. When we look at some of the kinds of access control programs that can be integrated into essentially the time and attendance, when school districts then have efficient, accurate documentation of student attendance, A, they can provide accurate reports for their state boards of education, but B, that translates into dollars and helps them. So when we can help them solve their bigger problems, they're not all about security. They're about educating kids. And when we can help them do that better, then that's when we've really done our job. I think the other piece is helping the training. We can provide the expertise and the processes to school districts that they don't otherwise have, and to make the best use of that investment to really have a safe, orderly environment.
Great, thank you. Bob, one last question for you. We all know that school districts partner with local police departments to help deter crime or vandalism on school property, but what else can school officials do to ramp up security applications?
Well, and this goes part and parcel to your last question about expanding and looking at the current technologies and understanding its full way to maximize it. But absolutely, our team has discovered a disconnect in some school districts between their SROs and school administration. I remember asking a district if they had anyone in the district dedicated to securing their schools, and they suggested a head custodian or a chief of maintenance at each school, only to later determine that they had several SROs in place already. I think we need to examine the roles of those SROs given the lack of school district personnel dedicated to securing the buildings in many of these districts. Also, we find that most police departments and agencies are real hungry to be a part of the bigger picture, the relationship piece with the school district. In several school districts we're working with, funding and has been secured for routing CCTV alarms and video through school district integrated security platforms back to police agencies so that there's redundant and secondary monitoring. You know, we have examples of our strategic partners working with school districts and police departments to deliver CCTV video all the way down through the police vehicle's mobile data terminals. You know, this information can be critical and needed by responders in the event of an emergency. So partnering with local police, exploring current technologies, and making sure they're part of that long-term security master plan is critical for the success of any security program.
Gentlemen, thank you for your time. I know you have a busy schedule attending conferences. I appreciate visiting with you and wish you well. Thank you.
Thank you.